Mondays, every other week, this room is filled with United States immigrants becoming citizens in the naturalization ceremony.
Any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, so help me God. Congratulations.
What feeling do you get when viewing the mural panels in this particular space?
It's the same feeling I got when I went to Ellis Island the first time to search for my people coming over, my mother and father from Sicily. It ran through my head, what were they thinking when they came here?
Does the mural tell a story?
Yes, it does. First you see the Indians, the natural Americans.
Right.
And then here we're coming west in covered wagons, and then the next section is we're planting corn, wheat. And then we continue on further, the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. So each of these sections are different parts of the country.
What was the timeline of this project?
When my wife first saw the mural, the photograph of the mural at Ellis Island and told me about it, that was 2003.
So the better part of a decade.
The hardest thing was getting the information about the mural. When I called up the Smithsonian, they'd never heard of it. I called up the archives, they'd never heard of it. Even the Library of Congress never heard about it at first. And then finally, in the Library of Congress, he said, well, let me take a look. And months later, he found the photographs. And he said, I didn't even know there was a mural there either. So it took a long, long time. I look at each panel, and I tried to visualize the hardships that they went through to make America. Working in the fields, working in the mines, working, building a railroad, day and night, winter and summer, that's a lot of work. Mm. It's history, and it's something about our ancestors. People should know and see about it. And remember, we dipped into all of our savings to get it done.
Do we know much about the end of the original mural in its original space?
Yeah. Ellis Island was closed in 1951, and it was abandoned. And in 1958, I believe, a storm hit New York, and the wind, the rain for many, many years came through and destroyed more portions of the mural. Finally, I think it was in the 60s, they peeled them off the wall, rolled them up, and put them in an attic for many years, which destroyed more portions of the mural. Yeah, and then finally, the few remaining pieces they put into a courthouse in Brooklyn. And it's where they swear in immigrants like they do here. But in its entirety, the mural, you'll never see the original mural in its entirety.
This very space here in Morrow at the National Archives is where immigration is alive and well, and the story continues. What feeling do you get standing here in the middle of the room and seeing your recreation of these murals from the past in a very current space where quite a number of immigrants become American citizens a couple of times a month?
Yes, and then I look at their faces when I'm here and they're being sworn in, and then I explain the mural to them, and then they say, my ancestors came here, you know, from Italy or from Germany. And they're probably depicted in that mural. And I said, yes, there's a Chinese man. There's a Spanish man. There's an Italian man. There's a German, Irish. Their ancestors contributed to us. We're all nationalities.